It is time to get it on yet again. Fight number six. And this fight brought to you by Hotel Phone Ringing Laugh Guy.
Listen to an echo through the village.
Joining Hotel Phone Laugh Guy is Bob Dan Donovan, and ringside is George Dunham. George!
Thank you, Bob Sturm. Thank you so much. We go to bout number six, Two Pissed Off Guys, starring Mike Sizemore as one of the contestants. How you doing, Mike?
Doing well. Thank
what
you.
What are you angry about tonight?
Not really angry about anything. I'm actually pretty content right now, so I don't know where they got that from.
No, thanks for defeating our whole bit.
Yeah, you're pissed off, dude. Jeez. Act like it.
So what's the deal with your uniform here tonight?
Wow. A lot of this for showmanship, you know. I just want to get my name in the door, my foot in the door with the radio.
With radio, okay.
Is that a tense shirt?
What's going on with your shirt here?
Name
what is that?
In the door with radio.
It is what you make it. Its name is Samuel.
Okay.
His name is Samuel.
Turn around. Let us see it.
What is that?
It's like a mushroom cloud thing, sort of.
So, how old are you?
21.
21. You ever fought before?
Unofficially.
In the streets?
Yeah, basically.
What's your record?
I don't think
you're actually. In the mean streets of Richland Hills.
What's your bit?
Straight
out
of Richland Hills.
Gordon says you have a porn mustache.
I didn't say that.
I did.
That's what I was trying to get across.
Don't listen to him.
Hey, Mushmouth.
Hey, John, Gordon.
Hey. Well, everyone's glad to hear from Mushmouth. Okay, hang on, Mushmouth, because in the other corner, it's Tim Rawson. How you doing, Tim?
Good. Burrito Jimmy back there?
What's that?
Burrito Jimmy back
there? No, not Burrito Jimmy, just Mushmouth. Now, you told me...
Okay.
Now, you told me you really are angry tonight.
Hell yeah.
What are you angry about?
I went through a bitter divorce.
Oh. Well, you should be happy about that.
Oh. Yeah.
Now you can
tag worked out well for Tiger.
Moves.
You think it might work out well for you?
It didn't work out well for Tiger. What happened last major?
100 million.
Top the leaderboard.
Shot 65 today.
Yeah, he'll tank.
Okay.
Whoa.
So have you ever fought before?
No, sir. First fight.
Okay, why do you want to do this?
I need to take out my angst on somebody.
Okay, you're mad about the divorce.
Yeah.
Is she hot?
There you go.
Oh, never mind.
What's that? Oh, yeah, he's got a challenge for Bob. Go ahead.
Bob, I want to know, if I win this fight, will you at least talk to Yoda about performing with the Time Wasters again?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yoda died. I'm sorry.
No, he's still alive. I saw him floating in the sky at the end of Jedi.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I saw him at the end of Happy Gilmore, too. Yeah.
let's win the fight first there, Raw Dog. Raw Dog, Tim, in the, well, they're both kind of in white shirts, but let's go with the yellow socks to identify Michael the Meat Sizemore down there. And down to ringside, our ring announcer, Rich Phillips.
Our next fight is brought to you by Bad Radio. It is Two Pissed Off Guys. First fighting out of the red corner in his yellow knee socks and his Velcro tennis shoes at 5'10", 171.5 pounds, out of Richland Hills, Texas, Michael the Meat Sizemore. And out of the blue corner from Mansfield, Texas, at 5'9", 172 pounds, it's Tim the Raw Dog Rawson!
Oh my God!
Wow! And Dodge Man's with us.
Hey guys.
Sizemore in the yellow socks, Rawson in what appears to be
the
no
white
socks.
The white socks, Bob.
And we are off and ready to go. Sizemore, Rawson, lock it up. Here comes Rawson.
Slip.
So hard he lost his balance.
Hello, Mushmouth.
The referee, Lawrence Cole, who appears to have won the hair lottery, is separates him, gets him back going, and Rawson with a big right. Sizemore answers, and both are trading blows in the middle of the ring. Now Sizemore trying to answer. Sizemore with a right. Oh, no. Rawson misses with a big left. And Sizemore comes back. Oh, he eats on right in the face.
Nice left straight.
Rawson now carrying the first round.
That was a straight left.
Rawson with a big flurry and a standing eight count on the Meat Sizemore, the 21-year-old fighter straight out of Richland Hills.
The mean streets of Richland Hills, Bob.
Absolutely. Both fighters meet in the center of the ring. Back at Rawson connects again with a right.
The best Rawson of the night.
connecting with more scoring blows so far. Rawson now goes to the body back upstairs. Sizemore tries to answer. Now he sort of covers up. Now both with not a whole lot there as the round ended, but Sizemore looked to sustain more damage in that first round.
Well, his ex-wife must wear yellow socks because he beat him like he beat his ex-wife.
Wow.
That's why they're divorced, right?
Time for domestic abuse humor.
I'm just saying.
Let's hear some more of their dodging.
No wonder you get divorced. I can't wait for it.
The guy over there is a guy who's divorced.
Yeah, he beat him.
Will somebody answer that?
Somebody needs to pick up the hotel phone. It is
hotel
ringing.
Phone, I think, goes with Sizemore in the first round.
Mm. Well, let's check with hotel phone.
My dad?
Hmm?
All right. I had Rawson winning the first round over there with the no socks. The yellow socks, Sizemore needs a big second round, and we're up and going, and Rawson back at it again. Rawson with a right and a left and a right and back again. Sizemore tries to answer, but it just seems like his punches don't have the same effect.
Who has on the yellow socks, Bob?
That is Sizemore.
Sizemore is getting his ass kicked.
Yeah, the meat not quite having the success he would like as Rawson now not quite getting the body into his punch.
He landed a right.
That was an uppercut.
Kind of a Three Stooges punch there.
He held his hand down and then hit him up.
Sizemore rocks Rawson. Sizemore goes downstairs. For the first time, the meat is answering. Now Rawson coming back, but it looks like his arms are getting heavier. I'm not sure he trained very hard for this fight. Rawson and Sizemore both trading blows in the center of the ring.
Yeah, you know what? Raw dog.
One punch did it.
Yeah, it really did.
That knocked him loose.
Seemed like it took the legs right out of him, did it not?
Maybe the raw dog needs Velcro shoes like the dude in the yellow. Where can you find those? Jeez.
What does phone look?
I had a pair of those like in 1982.
Hey, Snoreman. What does hotel...
Hey, Gordon, what's going on?
Hey, how are you doing? Phone ring man thing.
There's a lot of things going on at the same time right now out in Village Country Club.
A whole lot.
As we head to the third round.
What happened to hotel phone answering guy?
God, your voice sounds horrible, Snoreman.
Oh, but hotel phone guy's great. Let's hear that.
You should really turn the fan off when you go to sleep.
Come on, let's get back to the fight.
Okay, Mushmouth.
My dad, Earl.
Oh, no, it's Big Tiger. To round three we go. Both fighters being the center of the ring, exchanging punches, trying to grab this fight by the scruff of the neck. Here is Sizemore with a few big punches. Not sure what damage was done there, but he is definitely getting
over. Nice.
Oh, he
nice
back
right.
With a left to the chin and a right back to the body, then upstairs once again. Rawson looks like he's fatigued. Sizemore can steal this fight if he continues on. Oh, Sizemore with the power of Velcro coming through in the third, but now he looks gassed. Both fighters look exhausted. Neither of their punches seem to be doing just a whole lot of damage at this point.
Look at the meat. Look at mommy.
Yellow socks is wobbling.
They
he's
really
about to go down.
To be playing an advanced game of patty cake right now as they both try to knock each other out at the end of the fight. And
wow, what a great fight.
Energetic fight indeed.
Every bout tonight, they've been getting after it.
Those guys should be even more pissed off now, especially me.
Both of our fighters left it all in the ring tonight. We will certainly have to go to the cards to find out who won this battle. To Rich Phillips.
Our two pissed off guys brought to you by Bad Radio going to you, the P1 judges first. Let's hear it for, in the blue corner, Tim Rawson.
That's going to be hard to beat, Bob.
And in the red corner, let's hear it for Michael Sizemore.
Oh, that was dead even. That was dead even, folks.
Do it one more time.
One more time.
One more time. Let's hear it.
Do it 20 more times.
For Tim Rawson. For Michael Sizemore.
I think it's going to be Rawson.
Our winner out of the blue corner is Tim the Raw Dog Rawson.
I think he just rolled his R.
You think Rich Phillips enjoys this a little bit?
Again.
He just barked.
First from the loser, Michael Sizemore. You think it was the socks that threw you off?
No, I was just cardio wore me out.
You're tired? Yeah. Did you almost drop there at the end?
I never thought about dropping.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate the effort tonight. Good job. Yeah.
Thank you. It's nice
thanks,
of me to be here.
George and,
I'm going to cartwheel.
All right, to
what is that on your
Tim,
shirt,
congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm very sorry to hear about your divorce, but congratulations on the win.
Thank you, sweet, sweet. Just want to thank Safe and Andrew at Octagon MMA.
You want to thank your ex-wife?
What?
Yeah. You look like you're cut and bruised around the mouth.
A little bit.
Why did they divorce?
You know, battle wounds. He's a good fighter. Fought well.
Gordon wants to know what happened in the marriage. What went wrong?
Oh, I don't know. You might say there's a third party involved.
Oh, no. Another meet.
On her part?
On her, she...
See.
Oh, man, I'm
met
sorry.
Him, met him on Facebook?
No Facebook.
Yeah. At work?
I don't want to talk about Gordon.
Well, no, you kind of have to.
Come on, give the guy a break. He's divorced now. It didn't work out. But let's hear it for Tim. He's a winner tonight at Fight Night. Congratulations.
Thank you, Sweet Sweet.
Okay, that means, Bob, you have to ask Yoda if he'll come back and sing with the Time Wasters.
Good, you fight.
Hey, it's Yoda.
Hey, Yoda.
Wow, we've had all sorts of people appear here tonight.
Wait, 900 years old, you become.
We've had Yoda, Ribby, Mushmouth, Snoreman. Wow, what a treat
Big
this
Tiger,
has been.
Big Tiger, big telephone laugh ringing guy.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Telephone ringing guy? Let's get his final comments on this bout.
Interesting.
God, somebody up pick
next,
it up.
It's a limited character.
Boy, I thought he summarized the fight very well, though.
Most limited character of all time.